A series of experiments performed by scientists from UK and Japan suggest that coffee and naps taken together maximize the brain's alertness much better than when taken alone. Scientists at Loughborough University in Britain found out that tired test takers who drank a cup of coffee and immediately took a 15-minute nap had fewer errors in a driving simulator than those who only drank coffee or only took a nap. The secret is in how the combination of caffeine and sleep affects a neuromodulator called adenosine. Adenosine promotes sleep and suppresses arousal and decreases heart rate so that we feel more relaxed or even tired when the level of adenosine is increased in our brain. Normal activity slowly raises the level of adenosine, but coffee reduces it because caffeine competes with adenosine for receptors in the brain, while sleep naturally clears it from the brain. As research shows that it takes about 20 minutes for caffeine to start affecting the brain, taking a nap immediately after drinking coffee enhances its effects on adenosine. It is also important to take the 20-minute nap rather than taking a longer, more satisfying nap because a person usually enters the slow-wave sleep after 30 minutes, which makes one drowsier and tired after taking it. Scientists say a person should drink coffee quickly in order to have enough time for the nap, which should last no more than 20 minutes. For those who do not fall asleep easily, scientists say even a half-asleep stage works. The time of day that someone takes a coffee nap may also be important. One small study in 12 healthy adults found that participants who had 400 milligrams of caffeine, the rough equivalent of 2 tall-sized Americano, 6, 3, or 0 hours before bed all experienced disrupted sleep. This research indicates that it may be best to take coffee naps more than 6 hours before bedtime. The amount of caffeine consumed before a coffee nap appears to impact its effectiveness as well. Most research suggests that 200 milligrams of caffeine, one cup of freshly brewed tall-sized Americano, is the approximate amount you need to feel more alert and energized upon waking. Furthermore, drinking coffee with added sugars or flavors before sleeping may decrease the effectiveness of a coffee nap due to sugar's property on increasing the heart rate. Black coffee is a healthier option. Finally, excessive caffeine intake can cause restlessness, anxiety, muscle tremors, and other issues in some people. Most health experts agree that up to 400 milligrams of caffeine a day is safe for most people, but it is considered to be difficult to measure due to having different styles of coffee consumed, types of beans used, whether a person is a regular smoker or not also affects caffeine tolerance level. Therefore, it is important to remember this recommended maximum daily caffeine intake if you increase your coffee consumption to start taking coffee naps.